back out there for full practice. Will he be able to play Friday?
Absolutely. Nobody from this building said that. Wish there was some accountability for what's written sometimes, because obviously that story didn't come from within these walls, and he's fine. He no restrictions today at practice, so do with it what you want to do with it.
The veterans that you have out probably be back this afternoon, just the routine that you've kind of got into.
Yep. Some of them are getting treatment and those kind of things. So some of the guys that weren't out here this morning, you'll probably see this afternoon.
Rulon Davis, obviously he doesn't get as many reps, or he's low on the depth chart, but it's a guy that you root for just because of where he's been for, and you want to see do well.
Yep. He works really hard off the field, on the field. He's got a great work ethic. Obviously, he's got a background that would lead you to believe that, that he would come in with that work ethic, and he hasn't disappointed us. So, he's in the middle of a heavy defensive line mix there, and we'll see how he does in the preseason. With all our players, they're going to be evaluated, going forward in the games.
Being able to do scout teamwork now, does it seem like things are getting to that reality stage where you're actually going to get to play a game and see what you've implemented for the last 10, 11 days?
Yeah, it's exciting. I think we started talking about San Francisco last night, and our players, we put some specific players in jerseys today, to kind of simulate some of the things that they do. So this is like a game week for them, and since we all haven't done this, ever together, we're going to go through these four preseason games and try to simulate as many game situations and those kind of things as we can. So everybody's excited. We're looking forward to the trip, and hopefully we'll get a lot out of it.
Has Buckhalter impressed you?
Buck's got he's kind of like the rest of our backs. He's got a lot of versatility. He can certainly run the ball. He's got a great, great burst. Maybe our fastest back. Probably is. We're not going to ever time him and run him out here, but he's probably our fastest back. He's very good in pass protection, catches the ball extremely well, comes from a program where they don't accept anything other than winning. A lot of those things are very positive, and Buck's been a great influence on some of our younger players. So there's really nothing that disappoints you about Correll, and he shows up every day ready to work.
What have you thought of your nose tackle?
Say one more time.
What have you thought of your nose tackles in camp?
They're getting better every day. We got a lot of people there, and we're he's not a nose tackle, so they're doing fine. They're getting better every day. It gets hot and sticky in there, there's a lot of things that happen real fast, so you need to be on your toes, you need to be physical, you need to be able to play blocking schemes, and they work on it every single day, and that's never an easy position, to get accustomed to if you haven't played much of it before in a 3-4 type system. But these guys are really getting acclimated to it in training camp, and the preseason will be great for them. Four games, four game-like situations for them to get an understanding of how that really works in there.
Your depth chart came out yesterday. Could you explain why Brandon Marshall is second team?
That's not our depth chart. We don't have any starters right now. We have competition everywhere. They ask the league mandates that we put out a roster for who's going to start in the first preseason game. And Brandon has a personal situation that he's going to attend to and won't be able to make that first preseason game. And Jabbar Gaffney's going to start in his place. It's very simple. There's nothing other than that to that entire story.
Coach, what do you think of Brandon Stater's new do?
There's a lot of new dudes out there. That's just part of the fun of team building, and some of those rookies, the veterans and rookies had fun together, and we've got a great group of guys, and that's, again, just part of the fun of training camp. You try to lighten up as much as you can, and haircut day was yesterday, I guess. The veterans announced that last night, so they had a lot of fun with it.
You didn't get a rookie haircut?
I got whatever I got left, I still have.
Josh, although you're not calling it a depth chart, can you address kind of the offense as far as having the three starting wide receivers a little bit different than what you
some
would
other.
Normally?
Yeah. Like I said, it's hard to say, even though that says that. Our first play of the game, we might be in a, two tight end, one receiver personnel grouping. But, if you wanted to call our base grouping a three receiver grouping, which is probably what everybody would agree with around here and in the league, we tried to be fair with what we're probably going to be in most, which is that grouping. So, like I said, that's all that it was. We're not declaring any competition over at any position until the end of training camp.
Couple more for the coach.
Josh, on special teams, can you explain
what the challenges are with the wedge blocking band, and does that put a, you know, does yeah. technique trump brute strength now?
Well, you can still double team, you know, and I think probably that's what you're going to see happen in the league and start to kind of be the in vogue thing. Is probably you're going to have a few double teams on each play where you're setting two at one here and two at one somewhere else, and really trying to get the movement that you would get from a wedge with a couple double teams. So it puts a little bit more pressure on you know, some of the blocking schemes, you know, because you can't really send a returner behind a wall of four or five guys. But you know, everybody's playing under the same set of rules. It's going to be interesting to see how much that changes the actual statistics and return, you know, return game in general. You know, if the returns end up being you know, lesser or greater because of it, we're not sure. But I know we're working extremely hard to try to get comfortable with that, and I'm sure everybody in the league's facing the same challenge.